Welcome to another episode of Controller C, the podcast where friends get together to discuss and enjoy movies. On today's episode, we are discussing A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the 2019 film by Marielle Heller, starring Tom Hanks. On this episode, we have Lindsay.
Hello.
We have Billy.
Spicy ramen is so spicy.
We have Ray.
What up?
What?
Cece's not currently with us, but she may be able to join us a little bit later
episode.
No.
No. She's not on the episode at the moment, but she may join us in a little bit. So the film A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, it's a film that is based on the life of Mr. Rogers. His full name, Fred Rogers. He was the star of a beloved TV show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. He was the host of 895 episodes. He composed 200 songs for the show. He created 14 characters for it. It started in the 60s. He was a huge advocate for children's education and he always kept talking about the emotion of children and the emotion of state of children. And he himself, based on, the documentaries and stuff, had, sort of emotional disabilities, or to an extent, I guess. I don't know how to word it, and I apologize.
Wait, emotional disabilities? What?
No, he essentially... It's been implied that he had a really difficult upbringing where he may have been emotionally stunted.
Yeah, and going back to something that you previously said, it's like I don't think this is a movie about Mr. Rogers, like, exactly. Yeah. I think it's a movie that has the caricature of Mr. Roberts in it. Mr. Rogers in it. Like, things are happening in Mr. Rogers'. Somebody acting as Mr. Rogers just so happens to be in it. It really doesn't have anything to do
It was more about a reporter. That's how I took it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that how you guys took it? To me, Okay, so the way that I saw it was the movie was a Mr. Rogers episode where you learned about the life of Mr. Rogers, but it was presented to you in the view scope of the character of the neighborhood friend for the episode being this reporter.
Well, I mean, they set it up that way, but it's about the reporter. It's not about Mr. Yeah. Rogers. It's about how that reporter learns to function because he knew Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers basically helps him.
He's just
Fair enough.
He teaches him and he helps guide him a little bit, but
it's not a movie about Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
No, I guess I feel derailed because I kind of disagree. Like, I feel like it's about both. You know what I mean? Like, I see where you guys are going, but realistically, like, what is he doing? He's learning about who Rogers is as a person, and he is helped through Rogers because he learns who Rogers is, and that is being presented to the audience. So while, yeah, it's not biographical in any means, I feel that the stars of the show are very much both of them. So that's kind of why I would disagree with that, or I don't know. I get
what you're saying. Like, there were portions of the movie where people that were close to Mr. Rogers was describing who Mr. Rogers was, because it was about the reporter wanting to figure out who Mr. Rogers was, but at the same time, Mr. Rogers was also trying to find out who the reporter was. But on, like, a deeper, like, emotional level, not just, like...
And that's what I'm saying, like, I get it.
So yeah, in a sense it was, but it wasn't like a straightforward. Exactly. This is why Mr. Rogers did this These were his reasonings.
It wasn't about the life of Mr. Rogers, but it was very much also kind of exposing a little bit about Mr. Rogers, or you know what I mean, the methodology behind him, or at the very least the character. So. But it was still. What did you guys think of the overall film? You made a comment that at this point I don't know if I have it on the recording for the episode or not. But you made a comment specifically, Billy, that I kind of want to visit. Because to me, I found this movie very warm. I found this movie very welcoming. I actually teared up in a couple of moments throughout the film because I just kind of connected with it. And it did kind of remind me of an episode of Mr. Rogers. Like, it made me kind of go back to a younger time, a younger me, where I was sitting there watching the show. But yeah, you made that comment, and I'm kind of curious to why, Billy.
It was Tom Hanks' portrayal of Mr. Rogers. I felt that he put a lot of emphasis on Mr. Rogers' really calm tone and demeanor, the way that he spoke. I don't know. It was very off-putting to me. I didn't like it. Like, if I was in the same room as Mr. Rogers, I'd have to leave. It's just the way that he talked to the reporter and other people around him, the way that he looked at them, and it didn't seem normal to me. I didn't like it.
Well, and I think to that point, I think that's kind of why. I think that's kind of the whole point of the mythos of Mr. Rogers, in a weird way, is he was off-putting because he was automatically trying to push past that mask that everybody wears when they're meeting somebody new. Like, he doesn't care how you think the weather is. He wants to know what you're feeling. He wants to know, like, who you are and what makes you tick. And so he's looking at you strangely in a way that no one else does, because everyone else is completely fine with just knowing the surface stuff.
Yeah, see, I think that goes back to why, to me, Fred Rogers was very much a fundamental character too, because you do get that sense of he was who he was. He didn't care about any of that. He was a genuine person who genuinely wanted to, or at the very least, genuinely gave you the sense that he wanted to know you and wanted to know how you function and connect. Exactly. Like,
right.
People are just not genuine like that anymore.
And allow me to reiterate.
Sure.
I'm not talking about Mr. Rogers. I'm talking about Tom Hanks.
Okay. Fair enough.
Talking about how he did the acting, how his portrayal of him. I like Mr. Rogers. I watched him growing up too.
I know. I mean,
I think Tom Hanks just went into this weird.
I can see that. I'm with you.
I don't know. Maybe I just didn't. To me, as I was watching the movie, as Tom Hanks was acting, I was trying to picture somebody else that looked more like Mr. Rogers than Tom Hanks did.
Well, and I think maybe that's the problem, right? Is usually when we have these biopics, right, we don't necessarily have the person burned in our brain. Like, you have a biopic where Christian Bale plays
Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we know what Dick Cheney looks like, but he's not so superimposed in our childhood that there's never going to be anybody who can look like him.
Right.
And so I can totally see your point there, is Mr. Rogers looks like Mr. Rogers, and no one can ever look like Mr. Rogers except him.
The most satisfying part of the movie to me was the very end, where they finally showed Mr. Rogers singing and him doing it.
Yeah.
That was the most satisfying part of the movie to me. And not just because it ended. I liked the movie. Just, I did not like Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And I love Tom Hanks. That really hurts my soul to say that.
I understand. Love Tom Hanks. I mean, they can't all be great roles, you know? I mean, I guess they could, but...
Yeah. I would say that this spicy ramen is delicious, though. It makes it so
much better. Oh, God.
Dude, I cooked it at exactly 3 minutes for el dente. Is
that how you say it? El dente is where the noodle is cooked, but it's still a little bit firm. Cool.
Yeah, so yeah. Oh, that's it, man.
Soggy. A little chewy.
That's it. Yeah, dude. You're picking up what I'm putting down. It. Hell yeah, dude.
It's the best way to cook noodles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of noodles, how did you guys feel about the scene in the Chinese restaurant.
Where, I thought it was like, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Chinese restaurant.
Hold on. It's escaping my mind right now.
The one where they just sit in silence for like a full minute.
Yeah, it's like, when he visits New York and he invites the reporter to go see him again.
And they go to lunch and they literally sit for silence in a full
minute.
This
is like, this is like bits of the movie where you're talking about where it was, they kind of like talk about Mr. Rogers more. It's like, oh, Mr. Rogers is a vegetarian and stuff like that.
Now I remember. No, it was, this whole movie just gave me a sense of calm. Like, I think that that's what I kind of liked about the movie the most. It's I really did just, it did take me back to a time where I was just watching a Mr. Rogers episode, and I just was enthralled by it, and I felt calm, then it took me on an emotional ride, and I don't know, I kind of really connected with this film for some reason, and it just kind of spoke to me in a way that, I don't know, it triggered something in me. It was weird. And I really, really, really loved it.
You know what?
I can accept that, and I can accept your criticism. What the heck just happened? Whoops. I can accept your criticism of Tom Hanks, character, and that's cool.
Thank you for giving me that perspective. Fuck you, Chris.
No.
It's a lie for the movie.
really. I see it, and it's just one of those, but like for some reason, I just kind of connected with it. And it's a valid point, but it struck me really well. And I'm having a hard time kind of picking like a negative aspect to this film because I can see what you guys are saying and say, yeah, you know what? You guys are right, but as I was watching it, I was just so like, oh my God, this film. And I just kind of, like when you're looking at something and your head kind of tilts to the right and you're like kind of like looking up in space to the left and you're like, oh, and you kind of dream off like that. Like that was what this film did to me, you know? And I was
so even on all those parts where there was no Mr. Rogers whatsoever, because I started dozing off on those parts. It got boring to me.
Yeah. To me, it totally was. Because to me, it was, let's learn about both of these people. And they presented it in a way that I was like, all right, cool. So tell me about the reporter. And then when it was Roger's turn, it was like, okay, so tell me about Mr. Rogers. And then when it all came together, I was like, oh, man, so that's awesome. And then when it was all wrapped up to be, you know, okay, end of the episode, and he takes off his coat and puts on his other coat and leaves, I was like, I was in tears. I legitimately was in tears. And like I said, this is not, don't take my criticism of this film as saying this is a perfect film. It's not. I'm sure that there's issues with it in multiple ways. But what it boils down to is that it triggered something in me. I don't know. Like I was really enthralled with it, and by the end of it, I was in tears. And I hate to say this this way because I have no way to explain it, but I kind of felt better.
What are you guys cooking?
CC is reheating her coffee because she thought that we wouldn't be able to hear it.
You know what part of the movie gave me anxiety and made me feel really weird and uncomfortable?
What?
Whenever he was singing with the sock puppet.
Yes. Super fucking weird. I'm sorry. So, and that
I hated it so much.
I did too. It was, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see how the sausage is made, for lack of a better term. Yeah. Like, I just, because that combined with all of the times that they showed him like in studio by himself, it just made me really sad for him. It made me feel like he was really freaking lonely.
How's your coffee?
Oh, Cece is now just sitting down to taste her coffee. Give her a second. She doesn't even have her headphones on to be able to hear that you asked her about her coffee. So, hold on. Headphones are in. Hold on. Here comes the microphone.
Hold on. I'm not done talking shit about Mr. Rogers. Witness me!
Well, you gotta start all over. I didn't hear any of it.
Nope. I'm starting all over. God damn it, CC. Nobody told me to have another kid.
Thank you. God, it's like you took the words out of my mouth. I was gonna say,
listen, it's not like we sat there and we're like, all right, guys, let's try. It just happened, all right?
That's what they all say, Chris. That's what they all say.
Oh, no, yeah. He was pure accidental.
I wouldn't call it
this accidental. Is on recording, so...
I wouldn't call it accidental. I would just say he was the surprise.
Fuck this kid up in about 15 years.
It's not like, you know, we slipped.
Yeah, we did not slip. Yeah. We knew exactly what we were doing.
Exactly what was happening. We knew the outcome. We just, the odds, we didn't realize the odds were in our favor.
Speaking of,
Speaking of fucking, yeah.
Welcome to Control C at night. This is what happens, guys. These episodes are weirder. Control C and speaking, quarantine at night.
Speaking of fucking and ejaculating in your wife.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Whoa.
I don't know how you can't tell that you're not about to come. I can feel it. I mean, I can't feel you. I've never felt that. I mean, I feel me. I know how that feels. It feels really good. Oh, talk about it more off air if you like.
No,
I don't understand how people accidentally have kids. Like, it's like, oh man, I never felt that. All right.
So, not to like air out like shit, but like Billy, you know, there are people who potentially cannot have children, are on medication to stop that sort of thing, take preventative measures. Like, there's all sorts of things people can do and still result in a child. You do realize that, right?
I mean, okay, all right, hold on. Hey, never got to my real point was...
Dude, what the fuck?
Did he just hang up?
No.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to put a disclaimer when I pass this shit.
Have we...
How did the Mr. Rogers episode turn to this? Shut up, Billy. No.
No,
you know, have we I'm gonna have to edit Mr. This, Rogers' sure. kids are?
What?
Because Mr. Rogers had two kids.
Yeah.
They talked about him in the movie. And part of my discomfort was thinking about Mr. Rogers fucking.
Leave it to Billy to turn a Mr. Rogers episode into this.
Did he break the fucking puppets out?
It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood of Billy. That's it.
I mean, did he introduce the puppets to the woman post-fuck or before the fuck?
They were probably involved.
So you guys remember my idea? Like, I'll say this on the record. We had an idea to do like a spin-off of a Mr. Rogers type of show with Billy.
I remember this.
Yeah, where we were going to call it Mr. Hunt. And it was going to be Billy... a Billy version of the characterization of Fred Rogers, but in a negative way. And this is pretty much what it would have been, guys. Like, this is what I'm pointing out. If we end up doing this show, this is exactly what we can probably expect from Billy. So favorite part of this film. Did you guys have one, or did you guys not enjoy it? Because I feel like I'm getting mixed emotions, especially depending on the parts of the film.
Oh, dude, these are all the thoughts that I had while I watched the movie by myself.
I watched it in the theater with my family, like
that's fucking
my
impressive.
Entire fucking family.
Oh my god!
It was Thanksgiving, like the day after Thanksgiving or whatever. We had meant to go to some festival that didn't actually happen. Like, hey, I don't know, let's go to the movies. And so I'm sitting next to my father watching this movie about kids and their fathers. And I'm just like, I can't. And somehow I made it through. And I cried a lot. And it was really weird.
Was it sad crying or happy crying?
It was sad crying, man.
Explain your sadness to me.
Just don't break out the puppets.
I want to know you. Or tell me about you.
So the sadness had a lot to do with lack of connection.
Right. With your father, right?
With people.
Okay. What about these people?
All right. So we can have therapy when we're not recording.
Who are these?
I will happily tell you all of the things because you're my friend and I love you. But we are not going to record.
How are we going to have Mr. Rogers if we can't record this shit?
We're gonna have. First of all, we're not gonna have Mr. Rogers because nobody will ever amount to what Mr. Rogers was, and it's sad. And that's a point I want to make
They made a pretty big deal about in the movie how Mr. Rogers isn't a saint.
Yeah.
That people could live up to it if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, no, and that's been like, you know, the mantra of a lot of things, you know, is you don't have to be perfect. It's you can live up to still be a good person, and that's really all that matters. And that,
no, I think the point was that you have to practice it.
Yeah.
You have to keep trying.
You have to listen, too. That was the biggest thing I noticed about Mr. Rogers is he listened to what was going on, heard everything.
I wonder if Mr.
Rogers... And then questioned what he was asking. Or, you know, he didn't give them his opinion on anything. It was kind of like, okay, well, what did you think about that? You know, and if there was questions, he would answer the questions. But his biggest thing was, you know, how do you learn from it? And that was, I think that's the biggest thing about Mr. Rogers, is that he never told anybody how they should feel.
Just that their feelings were valid.
Just that their feelings were valid. And I think that's what made Mr. Rogers such an amazing man, was because he didn't say, well, you should be mad at this. No, you should feel however you want to, but understand, you know, that this is a feeling, this is how it should be, and stuff like that. And so, you know, and that was the biggest thing about Mr. Rogers, is he never told you that this is how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
No. One quote that I see that I'm kind of reading and just kind of gives you the type of person he was in a nutshell is, you know, he really did care about the needs, concerns, what people needed. And the quote was, "The space between the television screen and whoever happens to be receiving it, I consider that holy ground." So, like, he had this envisionment of, like, that was his way to be able to kind of connect with the most people. And you know, he found that he had that gift to connect with people, and that was kind of his medium. And, I mean...
Well, the one thing that I found rather interesting, and, I hope it's true, more so than anything else, was, you know, he stopped. The Mr. Rogers show stopped for quite some time.
Yeah.
And they had asked him about it, and they basically said, well, because he had said everything that needed to be said.
Yeah, he had taught all the lessons he needed to teach.
And then he started it up again, because more lessons needed.
Yeah.
So that right there, that shows the genuine of it, because he went from, well, we're done. We, you know, we don't need to be recording anymore. So they stopped. You know, not to force more things on for him or anything like that. It was just like, okay, well, we've done all the lessons. We don't need to do anymore. And then, okay, now we have more lessons. Let's start again. Mm-hmm. You know, and that tidbit is always kind of interesting to me, that he did stop. Because there was nothing else to be done.
So, all right. So, like, I do want to go ahead and also look at this film, removing who Fred Rogers was. Because we have been talking about the movie. We've talked a little bit about the portrayal of Tom Hanks for Mr. Rogers. Any other issues with the movie themselves?
I don't think so. I didn't have any.
I think the only thing I had was I was always got confused on whether or not it was a documentary or a movie all its own.
No.
I think this is more of a movie.
Yeah. I this is definitely more of a movie. I think that while they're sure there are hints to, you know, possible realties in the character, this was very much a dramatization of Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so then let's go ahead. Do you guys want to talk about ratings?
Sure.
All right. So, Lindsay.
I'm going to give it like a 4.5 sock puppets.
Ray?
Damn, what the fuck did you do to the half puppet?
He creeped me out, so I cut him in half.
Gotcha. I'll give it 4 out of 5 fake airplanes and cars.
Okay. Those sets were pretty fucking awesome, though. You gotta
admit. They were.
Cece?
I'm going to have to do 4 out of 5 spontaneous Mr. Rogers songs on a choo-choo train.
Okay. Billy?
Oh, God.
I haven't thought about it. 2 out of 5.
And again, I will be 1,000% frank again, take my personal opinion with a grain of salt. I somehow zoned into this movie. I give it 5 out of 5 neighborhoods. So yeah. With that said, watch it at your own risk, apparently. But yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us on this episode of Control C. Remember to go check us out on social media. Join us, like, subscribe. If you haven't done so already, please make sure to go ahead and rate us on the podcast services that you listen to us this. That's where we get more listeners. If you give us that rating, the 5 stars, and leave a comment as well. Tell us what you think of the show. Thank you very much to our cast, Cece.
Goodbye.
Ray.
Bye.
Lindsay.
See ya.
Billy.
Bye.
And I was your host, Chris. Thank you so much. See you next episode.